and what a relief it was to be there. We were lulled by the wonderful narcotic ordinariness of shopping at the market. We were so like our old selves, Lori the competent shopper and meal planner, me the bumbling husband grabbing the odd item here or there on a whim, Jacob the kid whimpering for something to eat right away before we reached the register, that we forgot ourselves. We strolled up and down the aisles. We enjoyed the packages banked up around us, made little jokes about the organic foods on the shelves. At the cheese section, Jacob made a joke about the smell of a potent Gruyere that they were offering customers to taste and the possible gastric consequences of eating too much of it, and we all laughed, all three of us, not because the joke was especially funny, though I am not above a good fart joke, but because Jacob had made a joke at all. Over the summer, he had become so silent, such an enigma to us, that we celebrated just to see our little boy peeking out at us again. He smiled, and it was impossible to believe he was the monster everyone seemed to think he was. We were still smiling when we came out of this last aisle into the cash register area at the front of the store. All the aisles drained here, and the shoppers eddied around, sorting themselves into checkout lines. We took our place at the end of a short line with just a couple of people in front of us. Lori stood with her hand on the push bar of the cart. I stood beside her. Jacob was behind us. Dan Rifkin guided his cart into the checkout line beside ours. He was 5 feet away, if that. For a moment, he did not see us. His sunglasses rested on the top of his head, pillowed in his hair. He wore neatly pressed khaki shorts and a tucked-in polo shirt. His belt was canvas with a blue band on which was embroidered a pattern of little ship's anchors. He wore thin-soled loafers without socks. It was the sort of country club casual style that I have always thought looks ridiculous on a grown man. A naturally formal person often looks odd when he tries to dress down, just as a natural slob looks out of place in a suit. Dan Rifkin was not the sort of guy who looked at home in short pants. I turned my back to him and whispered to Lori that he was beside us. Her hand went over her mouth. "Where?" "Right behind me. Don't look." She looked.